825 WSGW. Dave, Pat, Charlie, Art, you for the Morning Team Show. As the Olympics continue on, we kind of have it this time that we generally have some kind of Olympics update for you. And we do this morning. As you're in studio and listening, thank you for doing so with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and doing so on the home broadcast with you, Art Lewis. Good morning once again, we say to you, sir.
Good morning.
A couple of things here that have caught my attention from the Olympics. So I did not realize this. This is actually something that is from the opening ceremony, which, what was that, last Friday?
Yeah.
I missed this. But somebody was doing a review and talked about some of the music that was being played as the athletes marched in the opening parade. It says here an orchestra was playing songs from iconic Japanese video games, tunes from the games made by Sega, Capcom, and Square Enix, including Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy.
Oh, fantastic.
It says here that while video game themes are often just seen as part of a video game and nothing more. In Japan, video game composers are revered.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Some of the music from the video games actually makes it onto the Japanese music charts. Wow. Which is why it was featured so prominently in the opening ceremonies. I had no clue.
Yeah,
me either.
Yeah.
They didn't do Super Mario Bros. No,
I don't want that music on the charts.
No,
I would.
Oh,
that's good stuff.
It's okay for a while, but after a while.
Tetris. The Russian music. Yeah. Hey, by the way, at 9 o'clock, it's the gold medal game for women's 3-on-3 basketball, USA against Russia.
Oh, really?
Yep.
There's 3-on-3 basketball?
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very popular around the world. Very popular. There have been all kinds of 3-on-3 tournaments.
I'm starting to see it on TV more and more,
too. Oh, yeah.
I'm just bummed they didn't call it. They're calling it 3-on-3. I just wish they would call it Gus Macker at the Olympics.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That would have been awesome.
That's right.
There was a strange problem the other day with the men's triathlon. It says here that dozens of the competitors, as they're preparing to, starting with the swimming, as they're preparing to jump into the water, some did, others could not, because apparently there was a media photographer's boat that got in the way.
Oh, man.
The media always causing a problem someplace.
Yes.
The boat tried to reverse itself, but it was too late, as the starting gun had already sounded and some competitors had already left. Organizers tried to sound a buzzer to signal a false start, but some competitors were kept right on swimming. They had to be retrieved.
All right, so did the media boat win a bronze, silver, or gold?
Disqualified.
Yeah, yeah.
Disqualified. DQ them.
Won a dunce cap.
Yeah, exactly right.
They got a rock.
828 WSGW. Charlie Brown would have appreciated that.